Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A United States Congressional Staff Delegation is in Zimbabwe on a two-day visit to assess the political situation in the country with a view of amending the Zimbabwe Democracy Recovery Act of 2001.
Zimbabwe hasn't been at the top of the list for a long time. It doesn't mean it's forgotten. It just means that there's so many immediate crises that we've had to deal with.
The tensions in ZANU-PF are on the rise again, with fresh friction pitting two vice presidents who are said to have played a critical role in the ouster of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and other senior ZANU-PF officials.
It's now free for all. Everyone is making decisions and can do anything. That's the problem. It's now free for all. Our party used to be a disciplined party. Where such things were unheard of.
The Zimbabwe Referees Association has suspended a soccer match official for denying Highlanders Football Club what is widely regarded as a clear goal against Dynamos.
A vendor's organization says it was business as usual today in the Harare Central Business District, despite the expiry last Friday of an ultimatum set by the government for informal traders to leave city streets.
These stories and much, much more coming up.
A United States Congressional Staff Delegation is in Zimbabwe on a two-day visit to assess the political situation in the country with a view of amending the Zimbabwe Democracy Recovery Act of 2001, or ZIDERA, so that it reflects developments that have taken place in the last 15 years. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from Harare.
Staff Director Gregory Simpkins of the U.S. House Subcommittee on Africa, Health, Human Rights and International Relations, who is leading the delegation, which includes Counsel Pierre Tozzi, said there have been some changes since 2001 and certain issues have been overtaken by events.
Well, this trip allows us to gather information that will make it much more fruitful to re-examine ZIDERA. Some of it, obviously, is overtaken by events. Zimbabwe is no longer involved in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So some things have changed since 2001, obviously. So we would probably look to update it in any event.
Simpkins, whose committee was involved in the crafting of ZIDERA, said the piece of legislation was not created to favor the opposition, but was enacted to facilitate an environment of fair competition. He, however, said most of the issues raised in ZIDERA have not been met, as there continues to be lack of respect for human rights, property rights, press freedom, and freedom of association, among other ills. Simpkins noted that the American government wants Zimbabwe to remain stable, hence the re-engagement efforts.
Zimbabwe hasn't been at the top of the list for a long time. It doesn't mean it's forgotten. It just means that there's so many immediate crises that we've had to deal with. But again, those of us who've worked on Zimbabwe issues for a long time never want to see it completely off the table, so we're trying to move it back into the light of examination to see what we should do, what can we do.
He added that after the visit, the U.S. Congress would discuss and come up with a position on Zimbabwe. The visit by Simpkins and Tozzi is a follow-up to the hearings by his committee in the U.S. early this month, and another visit by senior State Department officials Dr. Shannon Smith and Stephen Feldstein last month. The two officials said it was important for the opposition to make itself relevant by participating in elections. They said it would be difficult for the opposition to criticize the election process without testing it. But Obed Gutu, spokesman of the opposition movement for democratic change, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, said his party's decision to boycott elections was principled and they will stick to it.
The political situation remains dire. What there is a disappearance of Itai Zamara.
ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo could not be reached for comment as he was not picking his mobile phone. Independent political analyst Charles Mangongera said the visit by the U.S. officials are normal diplomatic exchanges between the two countries. Mangongera said he does not expect a policy shift by the American government soon, given the ZANU-PF government's continued violation of human, property and other rights.
The reality is that the conditions that were prevailing when those conditions were put together, when Zitera was put together, are still there. I mean, those human rights concerns are still key. So I don't see any significant change in the U.S. policy towards Zimbabwe, at least in the short to medium term.
The European Union lifted some targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe, but the U.S. maintains them, saying they would only be removed if President Robert Mugabe's government improves its human rights record. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.